any time that a deadline to pay property taxes in Texas occurs on a weekend or a holiday, then the taxpayer is given until the next business day to, you know, take that action. And that's either in person or by mail.
And so how does it apply in this case?
In this case, the deadline actually falls on the weekend. The 30th of June falls on a Sunday. And so instead of people rushing in and getting everything in by Friday, they do have until Monday. So if perhaps they mail their payment on Friday, then they have much better opportunity to make sure that it is postmarked correctly because they do have that following Monday. We don't encourage people to wait until the last day, but for those people that do, you know, are looking at waiting until right at the end of the month, this does give them a little more breathing room.
And remind us on the group of people this thing applies to, because it does not apply to everybody.
It does not apply to everyone. A majority of taxpayers do make their payment or have an escrow payment, perhaps, that takes care of the full tax amount by the end of January. But here in Brazos County, the entities have adopted a split payment option. So if these taxpayers paid the first half of their tax on or before November 30th, they then have until June 30th to pay the balance with no penalty or interest. And this is the deadline we're talking about. Additionally, if we have someone perhaps that is paying off some older taxes or any taxes that have already perhaps gone delinquent, that deadline to make a June payment is also extended to Monday, so they have a little bit longer to get that payment in, and they will get the credit for a June payment.
Do you know offhand how many split taxpayers?
I actually haven't looked this year. I know last year we were looking at about 14,000. So I expect it's about the same. Those people that take advantage of it really, really like it. It's just a budgeting tool. If they don't have an escrow perhaps on their home or something, it gives them the opportunity. A lot of businesses like it as well, to break that payment up into two equal payments.
And a reminder about the best way to get these payments made.
Well, you can make payments multiple ways. Of course, you can come and pay in person and get your receipt on the spot. We have a payment box that's secure. It's actually a safe that is in the wall of the building along William J. Bryan. People can drop their payment in there. Please make sure that you include your payment stubs or a list of the accounts that you want to pay, because otherwise we're guessing. We're doing our very best to figure out what you're trying to pay. So that's very important. No cash payments. You also can go online to our website at www.brazostax.org and pay with a credit card, or you can do an e-check draft there. And when you go online, there is a fee for those. The fee will be presented before you make the payment, so you can decide whether that's what you want to do or not. But you're given credit for the moment that you complete that transaction. So that's a great option as well. And then, of course, you can put it in the mail. As long as it's postmarked by the U.S. Postal Service, then that is considered the time that you made the payment, not when we receive it, but when the postmark shows up on your envelope.
And if you're going to do this in person or if you're going to do it by mail, the sooner you get it done, the better.
Absolutely. Of course, our business has picked up. It does. It has been busier all month long. But waiting until that last day, and especially that last afternoon, the lines, our lobby is small in that particular area, and the lines are always out the door and down the street, and it's really warm outside. So we encourage people to try and go ahead and get it in a day or so early, or at the very least start early that day. If something happens and you don't get here on that deadline, we have nothing that allows us to extend that deadline. You can have the greatest excuse in the world, and it's just not good enough. The deadline is there, and it's pretty firm. So we encourage people to go ahead and get it in earlier, mail it, or drop it in the drop box. We're going to have probably someone wandering outside with envelopes encouraging people to drop their payment, and we will mail them a receipt.
And I'm going to guess that there are some people who are banking on their paycheck on July 1st, since the deadline's been extended. They can make that payment on July 1st, and being able to put it in the Dropbox just might be the best way to go about doing it.
Absolutely, because quite honestly, what is dropped in the Dropbox on that deadline, we are not going to get to that day. So we're not going to process it or start working on it until the following day. So you're going to have a little more float there if that's what you're looking for. But we will get to it within that week, usually, and we'll process it. So you'll have a couple of extra days by taking that step.
The other thing, too, back to the website, BrazosTax.org. Tax information is available on the website if you have a question. Maybe easier to do that if you have Internet access, because I'm sure you're also getting more calls with those kind of questions.
Well, the phones are always lively around the tax office, and especially at the end of a month, because property tax is not the only thing we do. We get quite a few calls dealing with motor vehicle registration and title, so you're having to kind of compete with everyone that does business with the tax office, not just property taxes.
Particularly around the end of June, the beginning of July.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have a finite number of people here to answer the questions, so if you're calling and all the lines are busy in that department, you know, you may not get your answer for a while, and if you're depending on getting that answer on the last day, it may not happen. So please, if you have questions and you're going to call, call earlier rather than later. Call early in the week. Find your stubs, find your information, and or go to the website and try and be prepared. So it's always frustrating for us on that day after, because people will come in and they'll have absolutely wonderful reasons why they didn't make that deadline. Something terrible will have happened, or they will have been in bed with the flu or something. And unfortunately, we do not have the authority to mitigate or waive or not collect the penalties for late payment.